In a statement, Florida Prison Chief Julie Jones says she's proud of her team's response to, quote, quickly and effectively quell the disturbances. And Teamsters Union President Kim Schultz feels the same way.
Thank you to all of our corrections officers because they really did a great job and they shine. I mean, they train for these things and they have special units that came in and helped quell the riots.
The riots, initially thought to be part of a national strike protesting abuse, may actually stem from other issues, according to prison officials. And Schultz says being short-staffed may be an underlying cause.
Their recreation, going to canteen, maybe even medical, going to their programs, whatever it is that requires movement, meaning a corrections officer takes you, gets limited when you're short-staffed.
So Schultz is now renewing her push to get the governor and the legislature to call for a special session to deal with understaffing levels and overworked staff.
We asked that this be done in July, and it wasn't. I now updated the letters, included the fact that we've had multiple riots. Franklin actually has already had 4 riots since, I believe, January, and now we have these other institutions rising up.
The latest riots occurred at Columbia, Holmes, Gulf, Mayo, and Jackson Correctional Institutions. A prison agency spokesman says while some inmates were injured, there were no staff injuries. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.